Indonesia's disaster agency says the tsunami death toll has climbed to 373 as crews continue to search through debris for survivors and bodies. President Joko Widodo surveyed the destruction on Monday. That tsunami struck without warning Saturday night. More than 1,000 people are injured, 128 still missing. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
2 days later, residents here are trying to grapple with the devastation it's left behind. Many are now homeless. I'm afraid. I've asked my son-in-law to check on our house, but I haven't been home in the last 2 days. Hundreds of buildings were destroyed and more than 800 people were hurt. As of Monday, dozens are still missing. Rescue workers have been working around the clock, digging survivors out of flattened homes, but ambulances have been struggling to reach hard-hit areas because roads are blocked by debris.
Grace Lee reporting, this was the second deadly tsunami to hit Indonesia this year. An anti-corruption court in Pakistan sentenced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to 7 years in prison for owning assets beyond his known sources of income. The ruling noted that he failed to disclose the source of income for establishing a steel mill in Saudi Arabia. But the accountability court acquitted Sharif in the second case, citing lack of enough evidence. He was also fined about $25 million and disqualified from politics for 10 years. He again denied any wrongdoing. President Trump says Turkey will eliminate the rest of the Islamic State militants in Syria after the U.S. military withdraws its forces. He offered few details about his conversation with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Late last week, Erdogan said Turkey is postponing an operation against Kurdish forces in Syria in the wake of Mr. Trump's decision. Also last week, the U.S. president declared Islamic State defeated. This is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is already doing some work while recovering from Friday's surgery to remove two malignant growths from her lung. According to the Associated Press, Ginsburg was up and working in the hospital on Sunday. The growths were discovered during tests after the 85-year-old broke three ribs in a fall in November. The Supreme Court is set to hear its next arguments on January 7th. The battle lines are drawn in the ongoing negotiations to end the partial U.S. government shutdown. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he and Vice President Mike Pence have been negotiating with lawmakers from both parties and are waiting to hear back on an offer they made. Mulvaney says President Trump won't agree to any deal without it including billions of dollars for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
We've insisted on five, but the discussions now are between 1.6 and 5.
But Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley says lawmakers from his party won't agree to any funding for a wall.
That's correct. None.
Both Mulvaney and Merkley appeared on ABC's